In Victoria's East Gippsland, residents have been making their way back to the badly damaged town of Buchan in the hills northeast of Bairnsdale. David Sparks reports.
Mobile generators have been working hard in isolated East Gippsland towns lately, but they're not big enough to power a whole town or even a whole business. It makes daily life difficult, but luckily there is occasional respite. After a week in which more than 14 homes have been destroyed and many farms badly damaged in Buchan, the town's pub opened for 2 hours yesterday afternoon. Margaret Brick is the publican here.
It's lovely and it's community spirited. They need to talk to their neighbours to work out where their fire went and how some got missed and some didn't.
Without enough power to run the tills or the beer taps, it was tinnies or stubbies only and a handwritten record of what each customer bought to be repaid some other day.
The oven doesn't work, the kegs don't work, the beer's warm by the time we wake up the next morning.
Chris Odd from Forest Fire Management in Buchan has been one of the town's defenders over the past week. He says the battle to save Buchan was about as hard as firefighting gets.
There's been a lot of fire in the landscape in really difficult terrain. Due to the underlying dryness, it's just been sort of flaring up and jumping out of containment lines. It came into town quite hard with a column and collapsed on town in the evening and threw embers across the whole, through the whole township. The crew's done a fantastic job. And I should mention the residents, the local people in town, have done a fantastic job protecting this town.
Vast areas of forest around Buchan have been turned into blackened wastelands and farmland is full of burnt out pastures. Farmers lost hay and fodder and their situation was becoming desperate until authorities managed to clear the road into town and guided convoys with hay trucks arrived late Sunday and early yesterday. Tim Woodgate is a local cattle producer.
Some people lost their hay shed, so they lost all the fodder they had stacked up for basically for next year, so that's all gone.
Farmers, firefighters and other community members are visibly exhausted. There is some anger in this town now over what many see as a lack of hazard reduction burns in recent years. And of course there is sadness about the damage done. But there is also humour. Craig Woodgate was fighting a fire on his farm when he found himself bombed from above.
The planes were circling all the time, like there's two of them round and round and round, and I didn't take much notice. And then next minute this plane come in real low and a siren started up and I thought, what's going on here? And I looked up above me and I seen this chute open up and next minute all this red shit just started coming down. I covered myself and got covered in it, yeah. But I know next time a plane flies over and a siren starts up, I know it's going to happen.
Farmer Craig Woodgate ending that report from David Sparks.